This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Tell you, this is the best job in the world, you know, because we get to hear some very interesting things on this program. I'll just leave it at that. And Mark, I appreciate your message very much, and I wholeheartedly concur with you. But welcome to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, where you can send me a direct message. Simply click on the link that says send Kyle a direct message. You can also find me on Facebook there as well as X. Twitter, of course, formerly known as Twitter, and you can interact with me there and follow me there as well. So, and a lot of people have been doing that. We really appreciate it, and we're hearing from people from all over the place, and it really is something, and I just really, really appreciate it, and definitely want to say thank you. I make sure that I say that more often because it's because of you, the listeners. That we are able to do this program, and we really, really appreciate it. Of course, we're broadcasting live to our flagship station of AM 860 The Answer there in Tampa, Florida. Also, good morning to everybody at GCN, Genesis Communication Network, who distributes the program to our great AM and FM affiliates for the program. So, again, good morning to everybody there. Good morning to you. And we are off and running this morning. We had a lot of fun in the first hour, that's for sure. And we've got a lot more to talk about here in the second hour. One of the things that I wanted to get through is this particular clip, this particular audio clip, to get serious here just for a moment, because obviously, the hostages in Gaza, and we had a good call from back in and Bob earlier, you know, the hostages may already, have just met a terrible end. We certainly hope not. We know what Hamas is capable of, but this is also kind of a disturbing development because National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on Monday at the White House briefing says the U.S. does not really have any proof of life. Let's listen to the question and hear his response.
Do you have any proof of life on hostages, especially the Americans, in the negotiations that have been going on? Has there been anything that could reassure the negotiators, the president and you, that hostages remain alive and potentially could be rescued?
So we have been very transparent about the fact that we have limited visibility into both the whereabouts of the hostages within Gaza and their condition. And I said as recently as yesterday that we have 9 missing Americans, 1 missing green card holder, and I cannot look in the eye and tell you how many of those hostages are still alive.
Okay, stop right there. Okay, again, this is so incredibly important. We have seen these people, we've seen people rather pour into the streets. We have seen them rallying against Israel. We have seen the most heinous things being said about Jewish people. We have endured this sort of monstrous thought process that has now sort of been on display, again, in the streets, in media, and so on. And yet you have these hostages, American hostages, that we don't know what's happened to them. Jake Sullivan doesn't, you know, can't give any update and can't even say, well, you know, things are in progress or we're making headway or stuff like that. No, the answer to the question, do you have proof of life, is no. And saying, folks, I don't know what it's going to take. You know, but I do know this. Hamas will try to, you know, sort of stretch this out as long as possible. Because, you know, if something happens to those Americans, you know, the tide could really start changing. I'm just so angry at the idea that we don't have them back yet, or that we don't have any prospect to have them back yet. Let's continue.
We do have information, and I'll be careful about how I characterize that, about some of the hostages and a notion that there are a substantial number of hostages who are not just alive, but who could potentially be part of a hostage release. But I couldn't give you...
Okay, stop right there. Okay, so he goes on to say that they might have something. So that at least is it gives you a little bit of hope. Let's continue.
Exactly how many Americans would be included in that. That's something that we will have to work through as we continue these negotiations. And, of course, we won't know for certain until we actually get the release of those hostages and they're safely returned to their families. So that's something we're going to continue to work on.
Well, so again, you know, this is, you know, certainly not the kind of thing that we ever thought we'd find ourselves involved in. And the idea, of course, and, you know, Hamas should have been so terrified to take hostages. They really should have been so terrified to do that that they would have never done it. But they did it in a heartbeat. And, you know, hearkening back to what Backgammon Bob was talking about first hour, you know, this, you know, who knows what's happened to them. And, yes, I'm sure they do have them down somewhere in a tunnel. They are banking on the idea that somehow they're going to be able to say, and it pains me to say this, I think they're banking on the idea that they're going to be able to, that something will happen to the hostages, American or otherwise, and Hamas will say, look what Israel did. Israel did this. Israel is responsible. You know, we wanted to negotiate in good faith. I mean, there is not a more one-dimensional, you know, sort of character that we could come up with other than Hamas. I mean, this is almost just, you know, textbook evil. And they realize what they're doing. They know what they're doing. And they're counting on it. They're counting on more bad, horrible developments. And it just is absolutely very sickening to me. Very sickening indeed. And the people that seem to be supporting Hamas, directly or indirectly, and they don't have all the facts, well, shame on them, because we have the facts. We know exactly what happened. And we're going to keep talking about it, telling the truth about it. That's what we do here. That's our job. All right, folks, stay right there, 949-822-7959.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Yes, and I could go for some chocolate chip ice cream right about now. But once again, welcome back to the program, everybody. 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. We certainly have a lot more to tell you about, a lot more to talk about. And by the way, we understand now that Jack Smith opposes Trump's request for a televised trial. He warns of it could becoming a carnival atmosphere, quote-unquote. Really? This from the Washington Examiner. Special Counsel Jack Smith denounced Donald Trump's request that the trial for his federal election subversion case be televised, accusing the former president on Monday of seeking a carnival atmosphere in the courtroom. Smith's team wrote in a court filing that Trump, quote, hopes to profit from such an atmosphere by, quote, distracting, like many fraud defendants tried to do from the charges against him, unquote, which involve allegations that Trump illegally attempted to overturn the results of the 2020 election. NBC Universal and other media companies asked the court in October to permit cameras for Trump's case, and Smith initially stated that he opposed their request, citing a decades-old ban on broadcasting federal court proceedings. Smith doubled down on his stance in the new filing after Trump's defense team said in a heated and politically charged response last week that Trump sided with the media in wanting his trial televised. Trump's defense attorneys argued that, quote, these proceedings should be fully televised so that the American public can see firsthand that this case, just like others, is nothing more than a dreamt-up, unconstitutional charade that should never be allowed to happen again, unquote. Now, whatever you might think about that, whatever people might think about Trump or the charges or any of that, it seems to me that something that the American people might want to be able to do is to watch this for themselves. If it is a slam dunk case, let's just put it that way, if it is a slam dunk case, a carnival atmosphere, really? I mean, it seems to me that if you're watching the proceedings, the only things that could make it a carnival atmosphere, you know, is that the actual proceedings would become like a carnival. Just having a camera, a window inside of this courtroom for the American public to watch and to draw their own conclusions. There we go. Oh, you mean like voters drawing their own conclusions? Again, whatever you think of Trump, whatever the facts of the case are, the chips will fall where they may, but the American people certainly, I believe, have a right to see that for themselves, because it is such a major, major impact to our national discourse. All right, let's go to line one. Greg in Tampa. Good morning, Greg, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Kyle. How are you doing today?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm hanging in, hanging out.
Okay.
As I've called before, and I've tried to make the point before, that people aren't listening to me. I've got a solution to these protests. And I'm going to start out with saying, asking a question to you. I'm asking it to everyone listening to you, but play along with me.
Okay.
Are you Muslim?
Me? Am I Muslim? No, I'm not Muslim.
Okay.
No.
Are you a Muslim? Okay. You can answer or not, but we'll say you're not a Muslim.
No, I was just saying, I am not a Muslim. That's correct.
Okay. So, if you're not a Muslim, then you're an infidel, which means you have a fatwa on your head. How do you feel about that? People who are listening, I'm not talking to you, Kyle, I'm saying the people who are listening who are not Muslim, you have a fatwa on your head because you're an infidel. Now, the Zionists or the Jews, they have a fatwa on their head, which is what we just went through a month ago. They have now just bypassed everything and just said, okay, let's just kill the Zionists. And next is the infidels, which is you and I, and I would imagine quite a few of your listeners. Now, here's the solution, Kyle. Tell me if I'm crazy. Here's what I would do. I'm in Tampa. There's not many rallies around here. But I would go to these rallies. And I would dress like these protesters that are not Muslim. They're just there just because they're professional protesters or they have nothing better to do with their life. And I would go to them and say, on the side and say, you're not a Muslim, are you? He would say no. And I'd say, you see that guy over there? He's Muslim. He wants to kill you. So you might want to leave the area. And see how quick these people start leaving the area, because these people are Muslim and they believe in killing Zionists and infidels. So you go to all these professional protesters and you tell them, this person has a fatwa on your head and he's coming for you next.
Well, I hear what you're saying.
So as you're protesting with them,
yeah,
You don't know what, we know they don't know what they're protesting for, they're just doing it. Well, you need to let them know, this guy wants to kill you. Do you want to hang out with him or do you want to just walk away now? Because he's coming for you next.
Well,
and I think a lot of these protesters would kind of walk away and go, you know what, he's got a point there, he's got me on that one.
Well, one of the things that, ever since 9/11, right, there's been this notion that, well, we really can't talk about what some of the directives might be. Now, I think, to be fair, not every single Muslim is going to try to take the opportunity to kill somebody, but there are many devout, as we're seeing in Hamas, that will definitely do that. But unfortunately, you know, we've sort of been relegated to not being able to talk about this, because by doing so, you're labeled an Islamophobe. In other words, it becomes a phobia. Yep. It's something you're afraid of that you don't understand, and this is why you have this phobia. It's actually kind of different from anti-Semitism, which is a direct belief system that actually targets Jews for being Jewish, but Islamophobia, well, we just don't get it yet. We don't understand. But what you're talking about, of course, are these directives of the very devout who would, without a doubt, want to do damage and waiting for an opportunity for that.
Yes. Yes, in which case, I would tell you, as we're talking, I would say not every Muslim is a terrorist. But every terrorist happens to be Muslim.
Well, in the case of their worldview and so on.
We can talk about other things. You know what I'm saying? We can talk about other things, but what if he's a Muslim, he should be devout to his religion, correct? So if he's devout to his religion, he knows someone who is there. And as in any religion, you get to know the people you hang out with in your particular mosque or church or whatever, synagogue or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to know these people. Well, I'm sure if you have a few hundred of them in there, that there are at least a few of them. You pick a percentage, or anybody can pick a percentage, and you know them, and they're devout. And if they're devout, then you believe what they believe. It's put you... You're the driver of the bank robbery, but you didn't go in the bank, which means you're still as guilty as they are. So, that's what I'm saying is the American people need to realize, as they're protesting and doing different things, it just comes down to basic history, as I repeated before, and it comes down to what the realization is of what the problem is. They... From Iran, the Ayatollah will say, by our mighty God, we will burn the infidels and the Zionists. What God is he talking about? They're talking about a prophet. I'm a prophet. You're a prophet. You know a lot of things, so do I. So we could write it down and what? Somebody go by it sometime? We're not talking about God here. We're talking about a prophet.
There's a power component to that as well. You know, you have some people that are in power, and they will use anything they can in order to facilitate that, even if it's hatred and even if it's violence and things like that. But one of the things we try to do, and my belief, obviously, is that you try to change people's hearts and minds, and we have to demonstrate love. Absolutely, we have to do that. But Greg in Tampa.
And that's why I'm trying to get people to think. Thanks.
Well, I think you're definitely doing that. Thank you, Greg. Have a good morning, and we'll talk to you again soon, my friend. All right, Greg in Tampa, everybody. Take care. We're heading out to the break, everybody. Stay right there. We're going to pay a couple of bills, and we are coming right back. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
USA News Update. An agreement could be in the works to keep the government open beyond week's end.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is indicating that Democrats may be open to backing the Republicans' temporary funding bill as a measure to avert a government shutdown scheduled for this Friday. The House is scheduled to consider Johnson's bill later this week. I'm John Schaefer.
Donald Trump Jr. has testified once more in the civil fraud trial involving the Trump Organization in New York. Speaking on behalf of the defense, he attributed the charges against his father to an overzealous attorney general in New York.
It doesn't feel like we're playing by the rules. We're playing by a one-sided system of justice.
The former president faces potential fines of $250 million, which could also result in restrictions on conducting business in New York. It's predicted more than 55 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more for Thanksgiving this year. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Kyle Warren. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can, of course, also go over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you would like to send me a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and it will come right through to us here at the broadcast. All right, well, you know, next segment, we've got a great song lined up for you. And actually, I made another change. I made another last-minute change right before we went on the air tonight for the song for Hour 2. So I think you're going to like it, and, you know, we do that from time to time. We get things set as we go through the day, but then, of course, well, you know, I just something hits me a different way, and then I just want to do something different. But at any rate, folks, we've got a lot more to talk about, and one of the things that we wanted to tell you about, I think we have this. Yes, okay, so President Xi of China and President Biden of America, of course, they were going to the meeting in San Francisco. Well, one of the things that they have to do in San Francisco, if you're going to have anybody come through there, they certainly wouldn't do this for you or me, but they would have to do it for these big heads of state. And Gavin Newsom was governor of California here. He was taking a little bit of heat for, of course, the idea that, well, you know, they're cleaning up the city. Because you've got these heads of state coming in, you've got these VIPs coming in, and so he was definitely catching some heat about that because obviously it just shows that, well, wait a minute, you know, you know, all the rest of the days of the year, it's, I guess it's not a big problem. But, of course, it is. It is a big problem. And so let's hear what Gavin Newsom had to say to some of these critics, evidently, about this. Let's listen in.
Folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming into town. That's true, because it's true. But it's also true, for months and months and months prior to AIPAC, we've been having different conversations.
Well, and those conversations evidently aren't going far enough, or they're not really being that productive or something like that, because every single thing we hear out of San Francisco is that it's a disaster, that things are just getting worse. And, you know, obviously, you know, Gavin Newsom is maybe one of the people who is going to try to do this. And I say this only because if he really wants to run for president, he's got to at least show he's trying to do something on this. So I do think that he does have a personal sort of motivation to do it. But at the same time, you know, it's either, but believe me, they're going to remove, or move along homeless encampments. They're going to try to clean up the streets of exactly what you think is on the streets, in terms of washing the streets down. And they'll do it because they're having this head of state come through. And let's just hear that again, because we may even make a clip out of this. It's true because it's true. Here we go.
Folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming into town. That's true because it's true.
Because it's true. That's right. It's true because it's true. And it's true because, obviously, we have to do something. Otherwise, you know, it's going to look bad on the national news, on the world news, et cetera, et cetera. So, well, at least for a short period of time, maybe the streets got cleaned up a little bit. And, you know, as I was growing up, I was really little, right? I was a little kid when The Streets of San Francisco was on. I used to be able to watch that and had Carl Malden, right, and had Michael Douglas in his first really, really big starring role in a television series. So I always remember The Streets of San Francisco. And it wasn't until many, 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 many years later that I got to go to San Francisco. Me and Mrs. Professor went to San Francisco way back in the day, and we had a lot of fun. And we rode the cable cars, you know, got some Ghirardelli chocolate. And we had a couple more trips to San Francisco, of course, over the years. And once, I think, you know, if I recall correctly, I think we made it from the Golden Gate Bridge. We went across the Golden Gate Bridge, and then we turned for home here in Southern California, Orange County, and I think we made it in about 8 hours, but that was like nonstop. We just kind of went nonstop. That's where you don't stop to eat. You know, you get something through the drive-thru and you keep going, basically. But we had a good trip that time. All right. So once again, folks, 949-822-7959. I got all these stories I could tell you. And they will come out, I'm sure, over time. But 949-822-7959, that's the number if you would like to call in and opine on the program today. Well, more bad news for Joe Biden. Okay? His own State Department, this according to Newsmax, is saying that he's spreading misinformation. Oh, boy. Here we go. You know, this is going to be one of the hardest things. And by the way, Gavin Newsom is going to have to come up with some kind of viable Israel policy, at least for him to say about Hamas and the war and all the stuff, because this is frightening the Democrats. The reaction that we've seen on the streets is frightening Democrats because they don't know quite how to address this, other than to try to address it, I think, like from all different angles and kind of really say nothing by saying something. In fact, here we go. All right. I'm throwing out the challenge to you, the listeners. What is Kamala Harris saying here? What exactly is happening? Let's listen in to her recent statement on the anti-Israel protests.
What I hope is that we can engage in conversation and discourse in a way that understands this is not binary, and that appreciates that we are talking about real human beings. We're talking about real fear, not to mention what it means in our own country in terms of long-standing issues with anti-Semitism, which has been on the rise even before this happened, Islamophobia, and other forms of hate against people just simply based on who they are or how they pray.
All right. So I don't know exactly what that was. Was that a full-throated repudiation of people who are doing the anti-Israel protests? I don't think so. I don't think that's what it was at all. It was another Kamala Harris sort of wacky thing that she tried to put together, I think. All right, Neil in Henderson, Nevada, lit it up here on line one. Good morning, Neil, and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, doing great. Thanks for calling.
All right, I have an open question for you, your guest, and your audience. Trying to answer this question myself. How does Israel land this plane? You know, what standards are you going to establish that measure victory? I mean, how are you going to determine it's stabilized? I mean, how do we know Hamas is wiped out? To lean into it a little bit, let's say for the sake of conversation, you wipe Hamas out. I mean, do you create for the next generation another, you know, set of martyrs that they could look upon as heroes? I don't know what the answer is. You know where I think the answer is? I'm just brainstorming this on my own. I think the answer lies in Palestinians have to be required to self-govern themselves, self-governance. And if there's any solution, I think that's where it lies. And another personal point of view I want to contribute, I reject all the modern religions. I really do. What I like about our Constitution, I mentioned this before, separation clause, the establishment clause, rather, separation of church and state. The United States government shall not sponsor any form of religion in any shape, matter, or form, period. No religious involvement in our government, period. Okay? To me, there's an irony here. What has religion given us? War, death, destruction. It's actually created an evil, ironically, you know, in the history of mankind. You know, that's kind of my viewpoint. But going back to my first question, how did they land this plane?
That is a very good question.
Also, I've heard that they're estimating this may take Israel 9 months.
Right. And I think it's going to take a lot longer than that, to be honest. But Neil and Henderson, thanks for your call. We're heading out to the break, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Neil and Henderson, yeah, thanks again for the call. We'll talk to you again real soon. Take care. All right, well, yeah, some very interesting things from Neil. We'll try to respond a little bit to it on the other side of the break, right before the next Trucker Traveler report. But stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You know, I still don't know what Kamala Harris was talking about. I don't know. I mean, I know it was a lot of words, and there was non-binary in there. There was, you know, all kinds of different things. But I think that she was trying to kind of come at this thing without trying to kind of offend anybody, I think. And I don't know that it's you cannot offend people when you're talking about the terrible attack by Hamas against the Jewish people in Israel and others that were there at the same time, Americans and other nationalities, other faiths. You know, I don't know how you can't take a side on that. I think it's incumbent upon us to take a side on that kind of thing. I think the Democrats are really worried about the constituency and how people are going to vote. And this kind of stuff. And they're going to get mad because we're supporting Israel. Well, now they're mad at Israel. And again, I don't think they have all the facts. And they're, as Denise Simon, our good friend, says, you know, they're not telling the right story. And by the way, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. And also to harken back there to Neil's call, I really appreciate his call. And I appreciate his point of view. And, you know, I would simply say that, yes, we do have the separation of church and state, as it's known, insofar as that the U.S. government doesn't establish a state religion, right? That's what the framers were, founders were getting away from. They were getting away from the idea that you'd have a state religion which would sort of dictate policy and things like that. But at the same time, if you have people with Judeo-Christian heritage or Judeo-Christian values, they bring those values into their interaction with government. You know, our whole common law and so forth is based on the idea of thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, this kind of thing. And that's kind of, we have to have a basis for that. Unfortunately, in terms of the religious aspects of all this, it's, you know, very interesting to me that especially throughout the Arab world, as far as I know, you're not able to go and, say, preach the gospel, which has a much sort of different connotation to it, in the fact that you pray for your enemies, you love those who hurt you, despitefully use you, and you try to demonstrate God's love to people wherever you find them, in whatever state they're in. And that's one of the things, of course, that is not allowed in so many different parts of the world. Okay, folks, let's hit our next song here for the Trucker Travelers Report. As I said, I made kind of an audible again earlier, right before the broadcast. I think you'll like this one. It's from a band called The Smithereens. The 80s, I believe, probably the late 80s, but Smithereens had this sort of wall of sound like you hear right there, and definitely had a big hit with that one, and I'm not sure what they're doing these days. I just haven't heard tell of them for a while, but Smithereens, man, that's a pretty good riff, and it's the whole song sort of based on that. And it definitely is powerful. All right, well, speaking of powerful, we do have some rain, of course, to tell you about down in New Orleans. And then this is going to be in parts over to Pecan Island in Louisiana. It's going to head on over into parts of Mississippi, Gulfport. Mobile looks a little bit clear now on the radar. But as you're heading into Florida, Crestview and Panama City, not quite as maybe approaching Tallahassee at this point. That's my prediction. I think that rain's going to head on over to Tallahassee. You have that happening this hour. We also continue to see some snow has dissipated a little bit since last hour. We were going to keep our eye on it. And it looks like it's dissipated a little bit. But if you're in Albany right now, definitely have lots and lots of snow that's coming there on the radar. And then up into parts of New Hampshire, parts of Vermont, I should say, you've got that happening up there as well. So be careful in that area. Burlington, it looks like you got snow. This is going to head on up to the border with Canada as well. And then over, and again, we were talking about in New York State, near Utica, it looks like we got some snow mixed with rain. South of Utica, near Norwich, we've got snow mixed with rain and rain in Syracuse at this hour. So please do be careful out there. We want you to get there in one piece. Oh, one other quick thing rounding this out. This is now going to be northwest of Tyler, Texas, and near a place called Van, Texas, I-20, you've got rain coming across the interstate in that area there. So whatever you're doing, be careful out there, and we're glad to be able to help you out a little bit as best as we can. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, it's time to head on over and hear Denise Simon this morning. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
All right. Well, this program's been chock full this morning. There's no doubt about it. We've got a lot going on, a lot of things happening.
I'm going to add to it a little bit.
You know,
to the listeners, I have this puppy. Well, this puppy is behind me, sitting on a futon thing here, mm-hmm. and his favorite toy, believe it or not, is a little Gatorade bottle. So if you hear any kind of, you know, you can buy all these expensive toys and it comes down to this.
Sure.
So if you hear the snap, crackle, and pop, it's because that's what he's doing.
All right. Well, he's getting in early on broadcasting at a young age. That's great. And we got the puppy this morning. That's wonderful. Well, and of course, you got to let them do what they want to do, and they're puppies. They like to have fun.
I'd rather they chew on that than me. So.
Exactly. Well, what do you think is happening this morning? I mean, like I said, there's so many different things. Take your pick. What do you think is happening this morning?
You know, I think the one thing that disturbs me most is kind of looking at some history here. Remember, hear the snap, crackle, and pop? Gerald Schwarzkopf, Desert Storm 1. They thought that was going to be a long military conflict. I remember precisely where I was and what I was doing at the time because I was kind of one of the support systems behind that. But nonetheless, that, you know, we put all kinds of forces over there in the Middle East, and we saw that thing in 100 days, okay? And then I look at President Kennedy in the Cuban Missile Crisis and how serious he was, and he fixed all of that. I mean, that went on for days and days and days. We don't have anybody serious about what we do to achieve world peace wherever it may be, whether it's Ukraine, whether it's Syria, whether it's Iran, whether it's North Korea, whether, it's North Africa, even whether it's the problems that we're having with the cartels and that whole war. I'm real concerned that we're not taking... I asked a friend the other day, I can imagine what the chatter is now, looking back, all the internet chatter that was going on prior to 9/11, mm-hmm. and the attacks on 9/11. Imagine what the chatter looks like today.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. We've got you can start to see a pattern, I'm sure,
yeah.
in some way. Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, hold on there real quick. We're going to head to the top of the hour, everybody. You will hear your top of the hour news, and then we're going to be right back with Denise Simon taking your telephone calls, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there, because we are coming right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.